يؤنس
listening to مركز الصحابة the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Alhamdulillah, this is the fourth week in our hadith series where we're discussing all the muhaddithin. And in this session, inshallah, we'll be discussing Imam Tirmidhi, rahimullah. And previous sessions, we started off with Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, then Imam Muslim. And last week, we did Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullah alayh. And it is amazing to learn all these lessons and the biographies of such great people. And these have major effects on our lives too, when you see how much of sacrifices that were given. And it was said about so many of our pious people, and these were the muhaddithin that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, they would discuss a matter from the time of Isha, and this will continue during Fajr, after Fajr Salah as well. So this was their concern and their concern for deen, for knowledge to spread in the four corners of the world. Alhamdulillah. So this golden chain will continue today, inshallah. And Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh will be discussing Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullah alayh. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, give us an introduction to Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullah alayhi, his life, his name, where was he born, and the rest of the details.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We the Ahlus, today is the 6th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. And we the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. That we That we verily we revealed the zikr, the reminder, piecemeal gradually. The zikr refers to Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we are the ones who will preserve it, protect it, Allah Himself. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So for the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala made millions of people remember, male, female, adult children, hafiz of Quran, alhamdulillah. Then you find to a lesser degree, but yet there are people who have become hafiz of hadith, or there are people who have become muhaddithin and so forth and so on. Not nowadays so much. Nowadays is very few. But in those days, remember, there were thousands of people, and what a great memory Allah Ta'ala gave them. And another thing neglected in our madrasas, Darul Ulum today, is Ilmu Rijal, that the chain of transmission. Imam Bukhari's teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini, rahimahullah, is to say, ilmu al-rijal, nisfu ilmi al-hadith. To know the rijal, to know the men, the women, the reporters, transmitters, narrators, is half the science and discipline of hadith. And we see that Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, in his Muslim Sharif, has mentioned that you must remember the Muqaddamah. Muslim has mentioned it, but Allama Nawawi wrote the Minhaj, the commentary, and commented on it. And there you will find the Muqaddamah that Imam Muslim wrote there. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to say, لَوْلَ الْإِسْنَادْ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. If there was no chain of transmission, then anybody could say whatever he wants. So we are the only people on this earth that have this. Remember, that is what makes hadith so fascinating and so important. And a common mistake among Muslim scholars, authors today, They will say that hadith is a secondary source. That's totally wrong. You must say the first source of Islamic Sharia, primary source, is Quran Sharif. And the and the second primary source of Islamic law is the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah. You must say the first primary source and the second primary source. Then you understood it properly. Then comes your ijma, qiyas, all that. That are secondary sources. But some people, they confuse the term second and secondary, you see. So we need to be very careful about these things, because we send out the wrong message and the wrong signal now. So let's give you about Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. He was a genius, a giant, with Allah's help, I had the opportunity to teach Tirmidhi Sharif there, Darul-Uloom, for 12 years or so. So Allah Ta'ala kabul farmaya, Allah reward our Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, our principal. Allah Ta'ala grant him gharik rahmat jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. So Imam Tirmidhi's nasab and name and so forth, Muhammad bin Isa bin Thawra, and it goes on and so forth and so on. So anyway, you must remember his kunya was Abu Isa and Tirmidhi. So remember this word Tirmidhi and all that nowadays is there in Uzbekistan and so forth. So subhanAllah, if you see Imam Bukhari is in Uzbekistan, Imam Tirmidhi is in Uzbekistan, Imam Darimi, who's the teacher of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, is in Uzbekistan. So from there alone we can see this was the place of Rijal, of the giants and the genius of Islam. The Hanafi fiqh, if you study how many Hanafi scholars are buried there. Allama Marghinani of Hidayah fame, the author of Hidayah is buried there as well. So like that it carries on, remember. And the Skunya Abu Isa, now Isa alayhi salam's father. So I say I'm Abu Isa, so it means the father of Isa. So remember this hadith there, that for qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told some sahaba, you understand, that you mustn't keep this name Abu Isa. Why? Inna Isa la abalahu, that he had no father and so forth, the hadith in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. But then when you look at all the hadith and so forth and so on, then you see Nabi alayhi salatu salam himself kept the kunya and the agnomen of Mughira bin Shu'bah Abu Isa, you see. So initially, because people were still getting stronger in Iman and so forth, so therefore prohibited for temporary. And then afterwards, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed it and so forth. So therefore, nobody, you must remember, can object on this type of things here. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him, so for this is, you must remember this, Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, and that his kunya is this. That is also okay, you must remember. So anyway, that was, we will say, that riwayat of Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba was in the initial stages, and afterwards it became permissible and so forth and so on. So that is, you must remember, that where you will find that it is mentioned that Abu Isa, that kunya is also acceptable and so forth, you must remember that. Okay, so there's Abu Dawood's riwayat and others, and all that also comes there. Then we come to, you must remember, that where was he born, where did he pass away? He was born in the year 209 after Hijrah, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. And he passed away, remember, on the 13th of Rajab, 279. So and he's buried there in Tirmidhi also. So that is, you must remember, in Uzbekistan. So exactly 70 years he lived, 209 to 279. So some people say Imam Tirmidhi was born blind and all that. That's wrong. He wasn't born blind and that. You know, people sometimes, they just hear something and they say, so that is incorrect and so forth. So at a young tender age, he went to go study in Iraq and Hijaz. When you use the word Hijaz, Mubarak, it means Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Jeddah, Taif, all these places there. That means Hijaz, like that. Our old ulama, when they go for Hajj, they shouldn't like to use the term Saudi Arabia. They should say Hamjare Hijaz Muqaddas. So that is the, because Saudi Arabia, and today you know how corrupted it is and so forth. So he, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, Allah Jalla Wala gave him such a great, great memory. You must remember that you know, thousands of ahadith and all these type of things he would memorize and so forth. So anyway, so he was one of the most celebrated student of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. You must remember that. So that is Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. And he said, Imam Bukhari said, Man tafa'atu bika akthara mimma tafa'ata bi. So this is very famous, you must remember the saying, and it mentioned by Ibn Hajar rahimahullah. If you want to know about this Rijal and that, you must go to the works of Ibn Hajar, Tahzib ut-Tahzib, Taqrib ut-Tahzib and all that. So that he meant and said that you must remember that how you benefited from me, I also benefited from you, and maybe I benefited more also. If you have very intelligent students, then you know you have to prepare also much more, because they'll ask you so many questions. You must remember this type of things. I mean, just last night I was sitting there, Hazrat Mufti Sahib's Dars Bukhari Sharif, you know. So the students normally, they don't ask, but whenever I get the chance, not in class, when we're alone, then I ask, you know. Yesterday while walking, because I had to go for janazah, so I asked one, two questions quickly and so forth and so on. So in that way there, you pick up a lot, you see. The aim must never be, Allah forbid, to test the teacher, no. The aim must be, we must be sincere about it. You want to learn, you go as a talib, as sadiq. Wa husnu su'ali nisful ilm. You understand? So that should be the aim always, with utmost respect, and that you must remember that. So good questions are half the knowledge, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and so forth and so on. So anyway, you must remember that Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, there is no sulasi riwayat in Tirmidhi. So we should know this type of things here also. But you know that the more famous you become and all that, then always some people, they'll make jarah on you. They will like criticize you. So there was one person, Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri, you understood? He said, this Imam Tirmidhi wa majhul. You see? So he said, no man, this person, you know. So remember that this is his own mistake and so forth. It's not some wahi, and that he made ijtihad, and the ijtihad was wrong, obviously. So therefore we can't accept it, and that, and you must always remember this, especially in the science of hadith. If they jarah mubham, jarah mursid, ta'dil and jarah. Ta'dil, authenticating, and jarah, disparaging. So remember, when they make the disparaging remarks against you in hadith, against a rawi, then if it is jarah mubham, you just say, no, huwa kazzab, huwa majhul, huwa kazzab. But he cannot substantiate it. So that type of jarah and criticism and disparaging holds no weight. Like today, people, they write letters, you know. This one said this one, or they write against you, against me again. And if they write against me and they don't write their name, that's why I say, you're hiding behind your wife's underwear. You understood? So I say, what scholar you are? You understand? You can't even tell us your true name and this, and just write majhul. So that's majhul, you know. So I told one chap yesterday, for you, I say, you majhul, you know. So we don't know who you are. You majhul un nasab, or what you are. You understood? So like that. So that's not scholarship. That is ignorance. That if you want to practice Islamic scholarship, innahu min Sulaiman, or innahu bismillahi rahman rahim. You first give your name. You understood? And then you discuss what the issue is, and this and this and this. That is the way Islamic scholarship. Just anybody nowadays, you know, people, everybody got phone, you just write something, you understood? You don't like something, you just write. And that, whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter, you see. So that is not. So Islamic the scholarship is this: first thing, you write your name. And not you just put Abdullah and Abdurrahman, and that, your honest name, put your phone number, put email, like what we do, you hear 100 times with you. We give our number to everybody. What we got to hide? We got nothing to hide. You know, understood? So whether it's non-Muslims, we got the best, alhamdulillah, and we prepare to share with you. We have the best, and it is our firm conviction, we want to share it to the rest. With the Muslims, we can differ. Inna maqtalafu li ajdil haq, wa maqtalafu fil haq. You understand? So you they differ for the sake of truth and so forth. It's not that nah, I must follow you and you must follow me. We can differ. I got no problem with these type of things here. So we need to understand this also. But you get the people who really praised him as well. So who were his famous shuyukh and his students? Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. So Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah's teachers are Imam Bukhari, I told you, Imam Muslim rahimahullah is also his teacher and so forth. Then Qutayb ibn Sa'id, and then Muhammad bin Bashar, Ishaq bin Rawi. So many teachers of his are the teachers of Imam Bukhari also, like that you must remember that. And if you look at his students and so forth, so then there are so many, you understand, if you just see in Tirmidhi and all that, you'll see so many of his people are his students and that. Now this works of his tasanif, you understood, we come to his books and so forth and so on and all that. So that is what we should know, and this type of things that, you know, that his books, which are the famous books. So he wrote Tariq, he wrote Zuhud, he wrote Al-Asma wal-Kuna, he wrote Jarah al-Ta'dil. But the book that made him worldwide famous is this book, Jami'u Tirmidhi, Sunanu Tirmidhi, both names is there. But before we come to that, let's just go to his maslak, like, you know, and see what he says. So Allama Kashmiri, Rahimahullah, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, all of them, we met Hazrat bin Nuri and them, not Allama Kashmiri, obviously, he passed away in 1933. In October, he passed away in 1977, Hazrat bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. And them, they said that he was, Imam Tirmidhi was a Shafi'i. Understood? Other ulama say, no, he was a mujtahid himself. You must remember these type of things. So Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, said he's a mujtahid. You must remember this type of thing. Shah Waliullah also said, you must remember he was mujtahid. So like that you'll get difference of opinion and so forth and so on. So if you want, you must just see all the shuruhat, the famous ones and so forth, like Muqaddama of Ma'arifu Sunan. Ma'arifu Sunan is in 6 volumes of Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. So all that you will find there and that. So now this book here is called Jami'u Tirmidhi or Sunanu Tirmidhi, and then a big discussion on that and all these type of things there. If you say Sunanu Tirmidhi, so then it means got Kitabu Tahara and then Kitabu Salat and all that. If you say it is Jami, then it must have, you know, the Seer and Adab and Tafsir and Aqaid and Fitan and Ahkam and Ashrat and Manaqib, the 8 different topics, and now these are all academic discussions. Now the great thing of Imam Tirmidhi, which normal muhaddisin don't do, that's why I used to love it, and I wrote the small, you know, that book also, the thesis. So if you find it, the one, I think once you found it nicely, so we can send it out, you know. So this, you got it somewhere?
Chair too.
Yeah, so just send it, then we can send it out there, so people can benefit. Our aim must be to let the people benefit, you see. So there, quickly the story. There was one school teacher from Cape Town, Shahid Davids, you know. So he used to study there in Darul, proper qualified teacher. But then he wanted to learn Arabic and learn Quran, Tafsir and Hadith. So he became close friend to me, actually, you know. He said, you know, when you teach, I see that you love to make mutala and research and this. So why don't you enroll in a university and this and that? I said, well, I was in university, waste my time. He said, no. That's the mistake you are making. I said, what you mean? He said, certain things they'll teach you, the Daluns won't teach you. For example, Qismul Istishraq, what the Orientalists have to say. And it's the truth, you understood? So if you go, I just tell you 1-2 words, you understood? So in their terminology, this is the Orientalists, you understand? We call them Mustashriqeen. So they got Deya Sheikhul Hadith. Obviously, we don't call him. I'm just using the term to make people understand who they consider to be the big Sheikh. I mean, non-Muslims all, obviously. So Golzia, you see. So he wrote books. Then you get this Wensink. And then you get this guy, you must remember, that he wrote all about the Asanid and so forth and all this, you know. So Robson and all of them. If you look at their books, you will be amazed, man, you know. How much research this people, no Muslim, but not Islam. So whatever is, Sheikh Abu Hasan Nadwi wrote a book praising them. The contribution of the Orientalists to Islam. I got it lying there in the library somewhere, if you can find it. So you must remember, they're not praising them, they're not Muslim, Allah forbid, praising what they did for Islam and so forth. So that is how I got involved in this and all these type of things. And we wrote and we rejected what they say and so. So that is what you will see. So now he just quotes a hadith, Imam Tirmidhi. Then he says, Wafil Bab. And then in the Bab, he'll say, this hadith was reported by this Sahabi, this Sahabi, this Sahabi, this Sahabi. So he don't mention like how Imam Muslim and them does, right? Because there's more takrar also. Then the unique feature is he mentions the madahib. He first authenticates the hadith, whether it's Sahih, Gharib, Nadasan, and all that. And he got his own terminology also. And then he brings the madahib. So that is fascinating, you know. So therefore, if you study Tirmidhi Sharif and teach it, you will learn hadith also, and you will learn fiqh also. You must remember. So that is why in our India, Pakistan and all that, the person who normally teaches, Sun Bukhari Sharif will teach Tirmidhi Sharif. Because in Bukhari Sharif, he will teach more the aspect of hadith. Like we studied by Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allama, the whole Bukhari Sharif and whole Tirmidhi Sharif. So he was Hazrat Allama, this thing, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani student, and one of the youngest when he qualified and all that. 1942, Hazrat Madani passed away 57, you know. So why Muhammad Salimullah, everybody knew him, the whole madrasa knew him. He never had a beard, like full beard. Yes, you know, patches little bit of hair when he graduated. And second is to walk with a limp, you see. He was on a horse pony and he fell down. And he got injured, like. So he couldn't walk like normal, like. He had a slight lump, like, you know. So this type of things there. So that is why everybody used to know him and so forth. So this is something very great, you know, that the mazahib is to give and so forth and so on and so on. So mashallah, the people they wrote about Wafil Bab and this and all this. So many ulama, hey, we'll do just now about the shuruhat and so forth. And then you must remember that Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, is evaluation. One hadith he will tell you is Hassan and Gharib. Sometimes we say Sahih, Hassan, Gharib and all that. So some people say it means you got different chains and some that. But if you go to Kitabul Ilal, the same book of Imam Tirmidhi, famous, in our Indo-Pak copies, you will find it at the back attached to the copy, the master copy, you know. So there in Arab countries, you don't normally find that. They have it separate. So anyway, so there you will see the definitions he made himself and so forth and so on, you see. So that is Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Okay, so here also we must, you see, sometimes it's true, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah made, you know, tasahul, meaning that you make mistake also. Sometimes a hadith is weak, but he says Ghari Hassan or Sahih or something. So they say he was mutasahil, you know. Sometimes he was too lenient, you know, in his evaluation of the hadith and so forth and so on. So now you come here. Now they got all about that, you know, academic discussions and that, what is the meaning of this and meaning of that and all that. So that is very long discussion. It's not for the public also. They won't even understand these things here. So that we can just leave that out. Then we come to the shuruhat and so forth and so. Some places he will say, you must remember that, you know, hadithun. And just like, you know, he'll say that it's sahih or something. So we accept it unless you can find some other reason and so forth. But when he mentions the madahib, we don't take in Hanafi's name. You say waqala ba'du ahlil kufa. You can't say everywhere it refers to the Hanafis, but you can say 80-90% is there. Now some simple Simon people, they say no, he never liked the Hanafis, so therefore he never took their name. So that is wrong. You must remember that the Hanafi fiqh, the whole Hanafi fiqh is based on Iraq. The giants were there. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was there. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu was there. Thousands of Sahaba were there. Especially after Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu moved there and all that. It was the Darul Khilafah and all these kind of things. Yeah. So therefore, to say that, that is now short-sightedness. We reject that and so forth. Okay, so here they got there. And if you open the copies of the Arab copies, so one place you will find that he writes, we call Abu Hanifa and all that, you know. The name is mentioned there, but in our copies, the India Pak, you won't find it there and so forth. So therefore, if you're teaching Tirmidhi or any kitab, it's good to have two, three different nuskhas. One is our nuskha, the big, big ones, and one is the Arab nuskha. You understand the copy? So you will find some places finer points, like, you know. So like normally, I would tell students, leave this ones here, this big, big ones. First of all, the print is, nowadays the print is much better. Like when we were studying, you know, they got the kitab there, then they got the hashia there, the margin, then the commentary there, and they're writing upside down, and a lot of stories, understood. So it doesn't make a friendly reading, you know, user-friendly, what you will say. Mm-hmm. It makes it cumbersome, actually, you understood. So in the Arab copies are very good in that sense. But obviously they don't have, now they're putting the ta'liq and they're putting all this, which is very good, you must remember. Okay, and then he got there wabadu ahli rai and all that also. So ahlu rai, remember, don't mean people who just use their own opinion. Imam Malik's teacher, you must remember, so he was Rabi'at ibn Rai. He's one of his greatest teachers, Imam Malik. We did it in Malik's. So it means Rabi'a was a mujtahid. So when they say the Hanafi school is Sahabu Rai, it don't mean just people with any wild opinion. Nee, it means a great, great mujtahideen. So we must understand the terminology also, and so forth and so on. That is the meaning of Ashabul Rai. So Ashabul Rai, Ashabul Qiyas. So you must remember, but not Ashabul Qiyas against Nusus and so forth, that they have proper Dalil and so forth. Okay, so all that is just brief. I'm doing it because we don't want to make it like a, you know, too like high for the public. They won't understand basically nothing what's going on. Let's give you some of the shuruhat, you understood, and commentaries of Tirmidhi Sharif. So Arizatul Ahwazi, so this is a Maliki book by Qazi Abu Bakr bin Arabi and Maliki, you see. So that is very, very good. Then they got of Sharat Tirmidhi Hafiz Zainuddin Iraqi, so that is also another one. Then you got, you must remember, so many people wrote, but I want to just give you the famous ones. So Ibn Hajar rahimahullah wrote also Sharah Tirmidhi by Ibn Hajar, you understood? So that he mentioned it in Fathul Bari also. Arfu Shadi are the notes of Hazrat Ash Kashmiri rahimahullah. I have that, but again the print is not good. You see, all these kind of books, what you need to do is you need to get them reprinted and make it very, you know, presentable and so forth. And then you have, you must remember, the Sharah of Tirmidhi by Sheikh Abdul Hadi Asindi and Kokabu Durri by Mohana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah. That also we have somewhere there. And as Ma'arif Usunan, that was in front of us, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. So they got here, passed away 1397, but it incomplete, that is in 6 volumes. And then Tuhfatul Ahwazi. This Tuhfatul Ahwazi, we must discuss it a little bit. When I used to teach there in Darulum, because we have Shafi'is and Ambalis, and you know it was mixed bag, and the Hanafis were in a minority actually most of the time. So the Indian students were less, the Malay students and that, or African students, foreigners were more, and the Hanafis were less. So therefore you had to study all that. So even Mufti Taqi Sahib wrote in his book Darsat Tirmidhi, that's a good book to read. If you want to study, if Imam Tirmidhi is Darsat Tirmidhi of Mufti Taqi Usmani. So in there he wrote about the shuruhat and das and all these type of things. He said that this book here which he wrote, the Sheikh Abdul Rahman, in the actual term is Mubarak Puri, but in Arabic there's no P. So you know, like Pakistan, they make B. So they make it a Fa, Mubarak Puri. It's called Tuhfatul Ahwazi, you see. So he said it's a very, very good sharah, he said himself. But he said some places he was overcritical and too critical of the Hanafi school. So that's a good summary of it, you see. But on the whole, a very good sharah it is. I just give you for you, you understand, Mo Zaid, something that is, it will help you whole life. Today the whole question comes about ad-du'a'u ba'dal maktubat, you know. to make dua after Fard Salat? Is it sunnah? Is it permissible? Is it bid'ah? Is it dust? Is it dust? Every second, third person want to pass something. But he wrote a real academic scholarly article on that in Tirmidhi's commentary, Tuhfatul Ahwadi. And he brought, I think it's 5 or 6 ahadith to prove there is dua ba'd al-maktubat and there is dua ijtima'an as well. You see? Now he's like a Salafi. You don't understood. And Ghir Muqallid, whatever you want to call. So, but he's writing that. So some places, you must use him to defend what we say. We say there is dua. Always they say no dua, it will be rejected. And to say you must make dua, and if you don't make dua, your namaz is incomplete. That also is ghulu, is going to another extreme. So the imam must be able to teach the people and educate the people, you see. So that is what, everything must be done in between. Khairul umuri awsatuha. But academic discussion, if you want, there is the best I found. You must remember that in the commentary of this thing, of Tirmidhi. Now, I don't know if you met him when he came here to Darul Zakaria, Mufti Sayyid Ahmad Palampuri. You met him?
No.
How he came here, Darul Zakaria? So anyway, so he came here. I met him first time there in Malawi. I just heard he's there. So I said, chalo, let me go meet him. Then I let me tell you 2-3 things. So then I told him, I don't know, you know, sometime. So I told him that, Hazrat, you see all these students here in the... Either it was in that Plantaya, or it was in Zomba also, there was a Darloom or wherever. So anyway, somewhere there was, you must remember, I think it was Plantaya. The students were graduating now, Bukhari Sharif. But I saw it's all African students. I asked them, you know Urdu? I asked what? He said, we know nothing Urdu. I said, all right. So you know, I went to Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, you know, ye jitne bhi yaha fudala hai, they're going to get fari, this, just now, you're going to speak. You must speak in Arabic, Hazrat, you know. So these students, they will just sit there, they will understand not anything what you're going to speak in Urdu and all these type of things. He just kept quiet, he didn't say anything much, understand? Then I don't know, maybe, I think, he must have made mashura with the teachers, principal, this and all that. And then he gave the whole dars in Urdu. So the people, they like it, the ulama, and but the fact remained, the students understood nothing. You see? Now, he wrote a commentary also on Tirmidhi, and he used the same term, Tuhfatul Ahwadi, but he used Tuhfatul Ilma'i or something like that, you know, so like that. So he just changed the name of it, you see? So
Lami'i.
Huh?
Lami'i.
Yeah, something like that. I saw it here. Understood. So Lami is the other one, Lami Durari, that is of Bukhari Sharif. This is Alma'i or Ilma'i or whatever. So this thing. Of Sheikh Ahmed Said. You can check it up, you understood. I saw it there in Darul Zakaria. One day Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, bring that kitab, you want to see one hadith. So then when he brings the kitab, then I'll check the second. Well, he got one volume, I got one volume, you know what I mean? So I'm just checking whatever I want to see quickly and all that to see. So there I saw it first time and this type of things there. But what I want to say, Tuhfatul Ahwadi in Arabic, huh? Of Mubarak Puri. Very, very good. This is Urdu, what he wrote.
Okay.
So, but he was a very great scholar, there's no doubt. I think I told you what happened after that. So now they call Hazrat there in Blantyre or whatever, they want to extend the masjid, you know. So now a lot of ulama, students and us and the... Now, I'm not, you know, my teacher, and I never studied. I just met him. I said, he's a big sheikh, big alim. Let me go meet him, like, you know. So I take duas, like, basically. So I told him that I'm in the media, but I was teaching in Darul, and he got very happy. So then, I'm right at the back now. So he say, Bulao Abdul Qadir, Maulvi Abdul Qadir, whatever he said, wa Afrika wala, Junubi Afrika. So the people say, Hazrat calling you. So I said, Ji Hazrat. He said, dua for my. So I said, Hazrat, hum to sunne wale hai. You understood? Hum to ameen wale hai. Hazrat, hum to ameen kehne wale hai. So he looked at me and he laughed. He said, you make dua. I only met him. So this, everyone is waiting for him to be. Say, you make dua. I said, no, Hazrat. Hum to ameen wale hai. So he looked at him, made the dua and all that. So that is our first, like, you know, meeting first day and all. Even Allah Kashmiri, Rahimullah's son, when he came to Darul Ulum Newcastle, you see. that I told Mullah Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, Mullah passed away in 2007. He used to love quoting Shah Sahib na yu farmaya in English. He would say, tell the students, Shah Sahib said this, Shah Sahib said this. He was a lover because he studied by Shah Sahib's students, you know. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Hazrat Mullah Badri Alam Sahib and all of them. So he really loved him. So I said, Maulana, every day you're quoting here to the students, so Allama sahab to Shah sahab to Allah ke pyare ho gaye, but Shah sahab's son is there, why we don't invite him for the jalsa? Maulana Anzar Shah. I was there in the office when he spoke to him. He was there in India, you know. He said, okay, we're having our jalsa, and it's about 3 months left or whatever, it was then 3-4 months, and we want to invite you. And then he said, no, he'll come with his son. He needs a... He said, Mustafa, I said, fine, no problem. But he said, but you must make khatam and everything in Arabic, you see. So the Bukhari said, bilkul, bilkul, and all. Then he came, and all. So we became close in this sense. You want to go anywhere, I take him around, yeah, show him this, this, and all. Now, I'm the MC, right? So of that. I say, now, you're going to have Bukhari khatam. Just before the dars is about to start, lot of ulama came from here and there and that. Nisbat, you see, Arash Kashmiri's son, Mohana Anzar Shah. So that he also passed away now a few years ago. So he called me. These are his words. He said, "Main Arabi mein khatam nahi karunga, mein izhar maafi zameer nahi kar sakunga." I won't be able to express myself. But didn't you tell Moasema over the phone you will do it? Now, ain't moke, the end time you did that. That is not right ethically. So the people, they enjoyed, but the ulama and the students, but the people for who we called you, the students, no one understood Urdu. No one understands. You know, there's no Urdu in Darum till now. So it's just Arabic, English, and so forth and that. So this is a little bit also something we must think about, you know. Yes, Mufti Taqi Sahib came 92. So that is, he made proper Arabic right through, you know. And then there's another one, Mufti, is a Hazrat Mufti Sahib, said, you know, from Peshawar side, then he came. He made 100% Arabic. And he studied in Medina University and all that kind of things. So in 95 or something, he came. So anyway, what I'm saying is this. This ulama are giants, you must remember. You see Mufti Sahib writing Bukhari Sharif now. So, you know, sometimes I just tell Hazrat something. I say, yeah, Mary Rai here. I say, please, Hazrat, we don't want Urdu Shara or Bukhari. Every person, Sheikh writes now, the Shara, everything is the same, one, two different things. And then what is different? Very little different. You know, if you ask me, I mean, that amount of money and time spent and all that, you could have done another work, you know. So if you want to write, please write in Arabic. You see, now it's in Arabic. And then I said, please, Hazrat, don't use the word Qari. Everybody just want to write Bari and Qari. Bari and this and this and all that, because they want to copy Ibn Hajar Fathul Bari, you know. So somebody writes Bari and somebody writes Qari and this and this. And so leave Bari and Qari out of there. So he put nice title, you see. He put the Julusul Hawari. You understand? The Dars of Bukhari. If he forms Sahih Bukhari, whatever. So I say, yeah, Dars is now good, like you see, and all in Arabic and so on. So then you're making good contribution. Because the Arab ulama, very few of them really know much of our ulama of nowadays. You understand? Those days they knew, but nowadays very few. So this, because they got their own giants and that in hadith and this type of things. So who we, very few really met them or saw them and that, you know, Sheikh Al Bani and Sheikh Shu'ib Adnaout and this one and Bashar and Sheikh Das and Das. There's so many Umar Falata. I mean, we used to sit in his Dars, you know, and this type of things here. These were real giants, you know. And 49 years he taught the hadith in Masjid al-Nabawi, you know. So I mean, it's not small thing, that is big thing, you know, from Nigeria, African Sheikh, you know, so this type of thing. So anyway, so I want to tell you about what's the word that he got there?
Al-Ma'i.
Al-Ma'i, yeah. That Lami is that Lami Bukhari of Bukhari Sharif. Al-Ma'ina. Yeah, that's what I remember. So anyway, so this kind of thing there. And then you got Hazrat Muhammad Rashid Man Gangohis and so forth and so on like that and all this kind of thing. So anyway, that the best one, if nowadays, if you want to teach or you want to study, will be Mufti Taqi Sahib, the Urdu one, Darse Tirmidhi. That's very good in this type of thing. But if you go to the Arabic ones, you understood, so still you should go to the original books that the ulama have written. So that, and you see, if you want to teach the four schools, if you got different types of students and all that, then you must go to like this book here, Tuhfatul Ahwadi and all that. What he writes against Hanafi is that you did discard it, you take the good things, and sometimes we go overboard, like, you know, so this type of things, yeah. And then if you want, like, the Allama bin Nuri and that, so, you know, Allama bin Nuri, Sheikh Omar Falata one day told me, he just asked me, where you study? I said, no, I study in Karachi and that. So he just started speaking. He said, Sheikh bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, and that, Lughatuhu Qawiyyah. He told me like that. And it's true. He was an imam, you know, in the Arabic language and all these type of things. So a giant he was. So, and even if you looked at him, you know, you could make out this man. He is not an ordinary person like that. So there is a lot of khidmat in hadith and so forth. But what we have to do is two, three things. We have to improve, get one, two students to learn more about Asma'ur Rijal. That's a neglected science nowadays, you see. So that is something we have to do. Then for the final year students, what we have to do, this business of Subhanallah wa hamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, and everybody gets certificate, and that is not really a good idea. What we need to do is give them a maqala. Everybody must write 30, 40, 50 pages, 100 pages, whatever. And on a different topic, so nobody can copy for one another. You understand? And then you have a munakasha after that. You know, when I went to Damishq, so I met the giants there, with Allah's help. Sheikh Saeed Ramadan Al-Bhuti, they all passed away. Sheikh Waba Zuhaili. Now these are the giants of, we're speaking of Sham, you know, of Syria and that, in Jamia Damishq. Sheikh, you understand that, Itar, you understood? Nuruddin Itar. So there I met him also. So then I went into the class, I want to see what they're doing. So one person, he wrote a maqala, you understood, like magister or thesis or whatever. And then they were sitting there, and then they have munakasha. Now that's very good. So to see if the guy really did it himself, or he just copied from here and they cut and paste, or somebody else did it for him. So they'll tell him, you wrote this, now what dalil you got? You wrote this, what dalil you got? Then they object on his dalil, and they'll say this. And this is in full view of all the major classes, like say, like in our terminology, the Dora students, then the Mokuf Alay, the Mishkat students will be there and all that, you see. And the teachers will be there, like the teachers who are teaching hadith and all that. So you have munakasha. So then, if he fails that, then he fails. So you have to have a maqala also, and you have to have a munakasha also, you see. So where there is, they're going to really, like what we will say, oral in theory. So I suggested this there, but now who listens? We are small guys, could listen to ours, this type of things. But then you will start building scholarship, you see. How? See these universities. It's a shame and disgrace for us, you know, Muslims across the world. That you must remember that these guys in their universities, they write against Quran, those Orientalists, and this guy, and this guy. And some Muslim person doing a PhD, some MA in a varsity, then he writes a rud on them, a refutation on them, academic, you know, scholarly. That kind of job we in our Darum should be doing. In our Jamia we should be doing. A real academic research, you understood. You said, Qala Akul, you said this, you said this, this is how we refute you. Then you said this, this is how we refute you. Not emotional outbursts and that. Real scholarly, academically, and so forth. So that will be a great contribution to the Ummah and so forth. So we did small scale now that Imam Tirmidhi and this and all these kind of things. But we need that type of scholarship nowadays. Because never mind, non-Muslim. How many Muslims with Muslim name are rejecting hadith today? I mean, let you know how many in lands and other places and all. Say this is guys who don't even know what hadith means. They say this hadith, just leave it, it's da'if. they found a new term. Say, no, this is Vikadis. So I say, why you even know what is the definition of hadith? Then he start laughing. Understood? How many times it happened that I heard guys, you understand, discussing hadith. But sometimes they know you, sometimes they don't know you. Then I'll go there and just stand and listen. Then I'll say, okay, you're discussing hadith. Come, I ask you 2-3 questions. Then they all run away. You understood? Or they stop asking, finish now. I say, each one of you, give me the definition of hadith. Leave everything else. Then give me the definition of hadith sahih. Then give the definition of hadith da'if. Then give the definition of hadith mawdu, fabricated hadith and this type of thing. You see, so when you must understand this, Mozaid. That's why I'm taking you as the student and I'm teaching you tips for the future. Understood? That's how, and the ummah can benefit. That's how you can put them on the back feet. You understood? Now I told Suleiman before coming here, there's 1-2 guys arguing there, and somebody is in Riyadh, and somebody in Jeddah, and somebody in South Africa, and there they're discussing about Amir Muawiyah, and discussing this and this. So they got all like Shia's inclination and sympathy. So I just told him, now when I'm going to send out all those things here, you understood, the answers and whatever program and that interview. You had interviewed Mahmoud Salah here today.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what I announced. So anyway, so when we're going to send it out, I'm going to send that out, that man qatal al-Husayn, who martyred Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anhu. So you all tell us you want to object on Amir Muawiyah and object on this. You Shias 100% kuffar, you murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu. What is left then? So always you must remember, if you want to discuss with Shias, Christians, Mustashriqeen, those Orientalists, or whoever, so you must always be on the offensive and they must be on the defensive. And how you do that, you use their own books. No, remember that. We can quote 1,000 books. Our Hazrat said this, our Shaykhul Islam said this, our Shaykhul Hadith said this. To the Shias, it means nothing. What it means? It means nothing. I go to hell, I don't believe in your books. You understand? Isn't it? He'll tell you that. Go fly a kite. You must remember that. But we take your books, Khomeini's books. We take your books, Bakir Majlis's books. We take your books and we show you what you wrote in your book, Khomeini and all of you. Now answer all that. Then finish there. Same thing with the Christians, same thing with the Jutla, same thing with the... Today I sent out. You must read that, or it's on my status. How many times the Jutlas were expelled from Europe by different countries? They were expelled from Britain. They were expelled from France. They were expelled from Spain. All this. So now these European countries, they want to call us Muslims and Islam, the Irhabi and terrorists. But you expelled them from your countries on the ground of terrorism. So who's the terrorist? You got it?
Yes.
You see, so that is what they can't stand up to. You're not standing up to proper scholarly standards, as we call. So that you are the ones, you did not tolerate them in your country, then you send them to our country, the squatters come, the invaders come, and therefore we have to say one settler, one pullet, finish and clear. Therefore, you can tell me what you want of Hamas and that. We will support Hamas 100%. You understood? Yahya Sinwar will support him. Everybody got sins, everybody got weaknesses, but they are standing up and they're doing every sacrifice humanly possible. So that is how you will win the argument at the micro level and micro level and macro level. Micro, our country, and there you must remember. See, Cape Town, slowly, Cape Town is becoming a small haven for the Jutlas. You notice the news filtering from there. I sent to you all and all that. This is happening. So they want to make this their haven, like you see. They got DA there. They got American help there. They got this. Therefore, if the ANC say they want to rename Sentinel Drive, say, what's Sentinel Drive now?
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, we hardly go to those places. So anyway, sir, we stay here in Lens. It's all right for us. Yes. All panchate. You don't have to stop and all. You just look left, right and carry on. You know? There everywhere is cameras, you understood? So this type of things, yeah. The robots don't work here as it is, you understood? So it's all right for us. So anyway, so that year, you say Leila Khalid Drive. So Fawaz 100%. Put Leila Khalid. Why? The U.S. consulate is there, so they must write Leila Khalid. So that kind of thing will agree. So not that we're a great admirer. It's very good. She hijacked the plane and whatever and all this kind of thing. You want to murder us, so we'll do whatever is possible and so forth. So we must learn this kind of things. So when you study this life of this Muhaddisin, and that is what they did. They did scholarship at the greatest level. Understand? It's amazing. Even I told you before that Montgomery Watt is a priest, you know. And he wrote books, prophet, you don't write prophet, you say Muhammad. You don't use prophet. He said Muhammad in Makkah, Muhammad in Medina. I never embraced Islam when he died. So, but he wrote so much about Islam. In that book, formative period, this is what I learned in varsity. You know? So he wrote there that I studied your people's chain of transmission and I found that you Muslims, I'm just paraphrasing him, you Muslims are the only people who have something called a chain of transmission and you have 500,000 people's profile. Now that is Al-Fadlu Ma Shahidat Bil Adahu. Your enemy is telling you that. So it's a great virtue for us, you know. So that is what we must learn and this type of thing. So that is our message. So that is what I feel that our Dalum should be doing, you understood? Now we discussing about those people who died, I don't know how many thousand years ago, and this, and there isn't one left of them. The Jahmiya said this, and this one said this. Show me one Jahmi in the world now. So you must remember this. They all are modernists now, you understand? So challenge them on that modern things and this type of thing. So that is how Imam Ghazali defeated them. He studied them first and then he defeated them. Like that. Anyway, these are all our suggestions. In kana sawaban fa min Allah, wa in kana khata'an fa minni wa min ash-shaytan. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.